Bottom line is this, there's not enough corn and bean acres unless the weather is perfect for us to build stocks levels on both. It's just not the case. And so looking at the soybean report, you know, again, I think on the stock situation, that's probably the one in which I see the least chance for a surprise, if you will. I think most of us kind of know crush has been pretty good. Yes, February is off. Inspections have been large. Disappearance has been pretty good on soybeans. We all know that. Acreage, though, is kind of a wild card. I mean, I could see anything from 87.5, which would be super bullish, up to, you know, maybe 91, 91 and a half, which in my opinion would still be a neutral number. I don't think it's going to be really hard to come up with a bearish number on soybeans when you plug in these numbers to the balance sheet. So a lot of things are going on here, but I don't see the volatility potential in soybeans as much as I see with corn, because everyone seems to be throwing out these huge corn numbers. So it's going to be very interesting.